Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for February 6th. Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Psalm chapter 30, verse 1 through 12, a song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. You have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor you have made my mountain stand strong. You have hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, Now therefore listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her, the immoral woman's ways. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. And that's the reading for February 6th. And as we go to the Lord in prayer, let's go in faith believing. Father, as we come into your presence this day, we truly do choose to believe you. The enemy of our soul would have us doubt and question and raise all types of difficulty. But when we come in childlike faith to you, reading in your word what you tell us to do and believing it and doing it. You find favor in that, Lord, and that's what we want to do. We want to bring pleasure into your holy name by obeying you, by doing the things that you want us to do. And even in those times, Lord, where we fail, when weariness takes over or where temptation arises, Lord, and we feel ourselves slipping, might we always come to you, Lord, and confess to you how much we need you and how sorry we are for anything that we've done. And as we confess our sins, Lord, you have promised us in your word that you will forgive those sins and you will cleanse us from every act of unrighteousness. Throughout this day, I pray that you'd be with us, be with all who listen to the words of the reading this day. Might Jesus be more and more real in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. This is Pastor Cecil.